Hi, I'm John Nerrell, and welcome to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast. If you're feeling stuck in your career and overwhelmed by what steps to take, I can help you. As an executive and career transition coach, I help my clients prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do to show up and find a job they love or love the job they have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 2. Today, we are talking about positioning yourself strategically as you create this mid-career transition or even just identifying yourself with a little more clarity about who you are and what you do. So how's the new year been treating you? You know, 2020 was an epic year, and there was certainly a lot of lessons learned from that. But new years bring new excitement, and certainly there was a lot of excitement built around what 2021 was going to have in store for us. Now, it's still early in the year. We're going to wait and see if those things actually happen. But the goal of today's episode is to help you to take a look back, not just at what happened in 2020, but to take a look back at through the events in your career, because I am a firm believer that where you are at right now, wherever you are listening to this podcast, you are here because of the totality of your experiences, the successes, the challenges, the achievements, and the obstacles are all what has brought you to this moment, and it is what helps you position yourself accordingly and strategically in the marketplace. So let's take a look at last year, because 2020 was difficult. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first learned about the pandemic and hearing about it, it's that moment in mid-March when the basketball game was canceled and we kind of got that shock that, okay, maybe this is a little more serious than what we first thought. But in my close circle of friends, we lost someone to COVID very early on. And it was definitely a wake-up call for us to recognize the severity of what was happening to us, both personally as well as professionally. 2020, there are 5 lessons I want to share with you here. And the first one, we have to acknowledge the loss. There's been a tremendous loss in 2020, not only in human life, but in record unemployment, in a loss of the day-to-day routine. Maybe you were someone who had a pretty lengthy commute, and if you were able to work remotely, that was probably pretty fun for a while. At some point, I'm willing to bet you miss the commute. You miss the structure that commutes gave you into your day. There was a clear delineation between what was work and what was home. And now all of a sudden, dining room tables became makeshift offices, or spare bedrooms were converted, or maybe that favorite chair that you would sit in at the end of the day became a place where you did a whole lot of work. There were so many ways to define loss in 2020, but there was also a lot of worry. There was financial and career worry. We saw examples of food insecurity across this country that we had not seen since the Great Depression. Miles and miles of cars that were in line waiting for food distributions. People who didn't know where their next meal was coming from. And there was industry worry about when would certain industries be able to recover. Look, I love a great Broadway show. And for my husband and me not being able to go to the theater, we've missed that. but for friends of ours who work in the theater, for friends of ours that we all enjoy going to see shows together, we miss that live performance. And whether it was a professional performance or it was that concert that you looked forward to at your kid's school year after year, those were the things. They're some of the things that got taken away. We saw the entertainment industry be dramatically shifted. We saw food and restaurant workers lose jobs because of the pandemic. We saw the travel and tourism industry shutter because people weren't able to travel. And there are so many other stories that are out there of people and companies who had to scale back or reduce forces. And so the worry was a huge lesson in 2020, because depending on who you are, you may be a really good worrier or it freaks you out. It's one or the other. But worry is not something that typically is helpful for us. But the flip side of that is that there was growth. There was personal and professional growth that happened in 2020. I have clients of mine, and you'll hear from some of them later on in the podcast, future episodes, but they navigated career transitions last year. They found dream jobs. They were able to create something when people told them they could not. So there was growth. There was success. You know, there were people who were able to successfully navigate getting all of their work done and getting their kids online and learning during the day. Give yourself a round of applause, because as a former teacher, I can only imagine how hard of a lift that is. And in still talking to teacher friends and colleagues of mine, that's a huge, dramatic shift in how our students have learned over the last couple of years, and yet people are finding ways to do it. 2020 taught us to look for the successes, no matter how small or how big they are. And 2020, as much as it taught us about resilience and positivity, it was also a year of action. We found ways to get back to work a little bit differently, to leverage the resources we have. And that's why it's important to have a mid-career GPS. Because for you, it is about taking those lessons learned in 2020 and applying them to whatever is next for you in 21. Now, I've had several life and professional lessons in 2020. But the last 2 weeks of 2020, I managed to break my toe in the middle of the night. I had gotten up to use the bathroom and I'm walking back. And normally, I would have the light from my phone on or whatever. And I was dealing with a little bit of a bout of insomnia for a few weeks, and I've had this throughout my life. And so I was leaving the bathroom and I had my phone and I didn't turn it on because it was at like 4 a.m. and I walked right into the dresser and I heard snap and a crack. And at that point I was like, oh, damn it, I broke my toe. And I did. And it looked really, really ugly. And there really is nothing you can do for breaking a toe. You just let it heal, right? It's not like you go into a walking boot or anything because you broke your fourth toe. What that lesson taught me was to stop rushing, to breathe, to let things just happen, to take time, to take care of yourself. And it took me breaking my toe to realize that I had been spending a good amount of time in 2020 growing my business and building my, and all the things that entrepreneurs and service providers typically do. But when you break a toe, you realize a little bit how vulnerable you are. what I did was I didn't implement my plan. My plan was tap the phone, let the light kind of guide you. And I thought, hey, I got it. How many times do we do that in our career? We think we can just go on autopilot because we've done it so many times before. I hope you don't break a toe because it really, really hurts. But it was a perfect segue into setting me up for 21 and what comes next. And so the message I want to share with you here is that as you think about positioning yourself strategically, part of what you must do, and I'm a firm believer in this, you have to welcome 21. You have to welcome this year and acknowledge that this is still a continuation of 2020. We are not out of this pandemic. We are not out of record unemployment. We are not out of food insecurities. And so there are things that we have to do to still manage our energy. But one of my favorite books is called With Winning in Mind by Lanny Basham. Now, Lanny is a two-time Olympic medalist. And in the book, he describes his mental management system for training. And what Lanny would do at the end of any competition and also at the end of any training session is he would ask himself three pivotal questions. What did I do well? What did I learn? And what do I need to do differently next time? What did I do well? What did I learn? And what do I need to do differently next time? Lanny's process is all about taking stock of what's working and what isn't. In our careers, we have to be able to take that kind of inventory for us. Now, a little side note, I'm also a professional bowler, and I still get to compete, though the pandemic's been pretty hard and I haven't been able to compete as much. But I've competed on the PBA regional tour and have been fortunate to bowl a couple of national stops. And I'm really looking forward to getting back out there next year. But part of my training was an opportunity to work with Lanny's daughter, Heather. And Heather and I had spent numerous sessions working on my mental game and my mental process. And what I have learned in working with her is that those questions are applicable into how we evaluate our career performance, be it on a daily basis or even on a yearly basis. What's outlined in Lanny's book is a process to help you take stock of what is going on in your career. And what I've also learned in this whole process, and I've seen this in the work I do with my clients as well, is how much are we in our own way? How much are we holding ourselves back from going after whatever it is that we want because we are fearful? Or we are hesitant, or we're unsure of the calculated risk, or we're not willing to leverage our talents and expertise and go for the ask when it's time in an interview or for a promotion because we're simply in our own way. Now, one of the things that I want to invite you right now as you welcome 2021 is to take this year as an opportunity for you to re-engage your network. Now, the sooner you do this, the better. But re-engaging your network is an opportunity for you to reconnect with people you haven't done so in a while. These might be former colleagues. These might be former supervisors. These might be people you went through graduate school or college with. They may be people who directly reported to you at one time and now are working in another organization. Who are the people in your network you've been wanting to talk to but haven't done so in a while. If you spent this entire year re-engaging with two people a week, you would end up having over 100 re-engaged connections that you don't currently have right now. Positioning yourself strategically by building your GPS, one of the most valuable components in that GPS is your network. You have to have a network that is there to move you forward. So who do you need to reconnect with in your network? Now look, I understand that that takes time and everyone is quote unquote busy. But we need to find time for the things that are a priority. But this also doesn't mean that it also has to take a tremendous amount of time for you every week. If you are so busy that you can't identify two people a week and send them an email, a text, a message on LinkedIn that says something like, "Hey, I was thinking of you. I know we haven't talked in a while. Would love for us to reconnect in some way, shape, or form. What's your availability over the next couple of weeks for us to do that? Do you want to meet by phone? Do you want to meet virtually? Let me know, but I'd love to reconnect and see how you're doing." And that call doesn't need to be any more than 15 minutes. Think about how you spend 15 minutes during your workday. It's pretty easy to chunk that out and find 15 minutes for you to have a conversation with someone you haven't had in a while. Yes, it takes time. I get that. But if you're in a state of career transition, re-engaging your network is one of the most valuable things you're going to do is building your GPS. So I invite you to find the time. And finding the time is about being intentional. Being intentional drives results. See, I don't like New Year's resolutions. I talked about this in the last episode, but for me, they just don't work. In a way, they're kind of impractical. It's not like January 1 comes and all of a sudden I decide that I'm not going to eat ice cream. I like ice cream, okay? But being intentional sets us up for doing what it is that is important for us. And if you can enlist the help of an accountability partner, then all the better. Who is a trusted colleague or friend or loved one who can help you with these accountability structures to follow through on building these steps incrementally and intentionally in building your GPS? As a coach, that's one of the things I help my clients with. We go through a systematic 3-month program to help them navigate their career transition. Each week, there's something they do. Accountability is key. You know by now, you cannot do this all by yourself. It doesn't mean you're not a smart person or you're not a talented person. You are gifted with a lot of talents and expertise. It's okay to get a little bit of help to help position you strategically in this new year. So, as we wrap up, I do want to let you know that if you are looking for some accountability, one of the easiest things is to join my private Facebook group. It's called Your Mid-Career GPS. You can search for it on Facebook or link up to it here in the show notes. Join the group and join a group of dedicated and passionate mid-career professionals who are all navigating various mid-career challenges and celebrating their successes within the group as well. I'd love to have you part of the group, and definitely please feel free to check that out. So in the meantime, remember, we need to take the lessons we've learned from 2020. We need to use them to help us welcome 2021 in all that we have for our career. And we need to remember that being intentional drives our results and sets us up for greater success. You've just taken another step in building your mid-career GPS. I will see you next time, and make it a great day. If you enjoyed today's show and don't want to miss an episode, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen. If you haven't already, I'd appreciate it if you would leave me a rating and review to let me know what you think to help others find this podcast and continue to bring you relevant and useful content to help you navigate what's next for your career. And if you're ready to create your mid-career GPS and get rid of the overwhelm so you can find the job you'll love or love the job you have, visit my website at johnnerl.com for more information about joining my private Facebook group and scheduling a free consult with me so we can start building your mid-career GPS together. Don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social at John Nerl Coaching. I'll see you next time.